Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach.
Hey, this is Zach and Jess of Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast. Bad news.
So we're still trying to figure out getting back to new episodes, but a random band just offered to put up an episode on our feed, and we said yeah. One time they were trying to get into a recording session at Loeb Tiger, but they wandered into Earwolf.
So this is the emo band Every Place I Cry.
You probably know them.
They actually, I believe, broke into Brett's home studio to do this.
Yeah. Sorry, Brett.
So we didn't have time to have an episode, but they're usually fine. So enjoy.
Wait. Yeah, that's it. Is what my elevator was doing. Did you guys ever get on an elevator where it's like, yeah, exactly, it's like that?
Yeah.
This is totally your elevator.
Yeah. you're right. Oh my gosh, this is my elevator, not just any elevator.
No, this is very specific to your life, for sure.
Last inspected in 2003, you take me to the top floor where I was meant to be.
Think I don't notice how you go from 12 to 14. How considerate, even though we'll always know 14 is 13. Going up in my elevator. This is mine, this is mine.
You are going up in your elevator.
This is mine.
on the third floor, we got back together.
On the fourth floor, we took some time.
We took some time.
On the fifth floor, you didn't write me back.
And on the sixth floor, I gave my dog some fruit. It had to piss, it had to chew.
Smells like fruit.
What is that, by the way?
What's that?
Moshi, yeah. Why is that?
I'm sorry, is this not a common thing? Is this really not, are you guys messing with me?
No, dog, it's just like, I feel like, you know, we wrote that song in our classic way,
right,
where we all go away on a prompt.
Yeah.
Come back. The three of us were fairly aligned.
Sure, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, by three of us, did you mean you, me, and...
No, I meant me, Blair, and Neil were sort of aligned, and you were like, what I thought of when I thought of the prompt elevator was my dog's pee smells like
fruit.
Yeah,
like right. I don't think Carm wasn't thinking that.
No.
Oh.
I wasn't thinking that.
So it's just me and Neil. So just that. Me and Neil were on that level.
Teamwork was not necessarily in play there. We all went away. We kind of cooked on that elevator metaphor.
Right.
And honestly, by the time we got down to recording, we kind of reined a lot of your dog pee, like fruit stuff, back.
Right. I wanted it to be a full song altogether.
Well, I was going
to
say it's sort of back in full force in the version that we just laid down.
Yeah.
I get a little bit more of Blair, just like a hair. Did you just do that? And you shall know me by my trail of pigs.
Yeah.
You did that already?
Yeah.
Tight. Okay.
You need more Blair in your ear?
I got enough Blair.
More you.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, speaking for myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking as
Blair.
As Blair Witch Project. I find that when I hear myself in my own ears, that's very validating to me.
Yes. Yeah.
To know that I have a voice and to know, and to,
right.
To hear my own voice given back to me. To be able to, it's like a mirror for your ears.
Yes. Do you guys ever?
It's like an ear.
It's like an ear.
An ear.
Absolutely.
Oh, hold on, I gotta run with that. We gotta run with that.
Oh yeah.
We gotta run.
We gotta run with ear.
One, two, three.
Error. I'm hearing it's me. I am the voice in my head. There were other people once. Now it is just me instead. I do not know what you think. My own opinions are loud, and they are shouting so much. I have become my own crowd.
I'm listening to the man in my ear.
And the man in my ear is me. On the wall, who's the coolest?
like a hard out after I Am Amazing.
Yeah.
We don't end enough of our songs with just like, I am amazing. Just like go out. Because then when the crowd hears it, they'll know.
They'll know.
People, yeah. I think people like when you say that about yourself.
People
too.
Remember the last thing you said. Yes. And they're like, I agree with that.
You know what? Also, it's like, I feel like we're like all of us saying at the same time. It's
right.
like, okay, I'm amazing. It's not like I'm saying I'm the only one who's amazing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's not mutually exclusive.
That's right.
Hey,
that's
Neil,
right.
is your wrist broken?
A we is made of eyes, huh?
Sorry, is your wrist broken, Neil? I'm just noticing the weird way you're holding the mic.
Oh, yeah. It's not broken. Let me back up. It was broken.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I just had to sell some of my wrist bones.
Right.
How many are in there? I don't feel like
more than you'd think.
But Neil, the wrist bones are connected to the finger bones.
I know, wrist to the finger and conversely to the arm bones.
Right.
Right.
It goes both ways.
It goes both ways.
Do all bones go both? Well, I guess there's those bones on the end. They only go one way.
The bones on the end only go one way, back to the other bones.
That's right. Metatarsals. Nice to be them.
What the fuck did you just say?
What? I said metatarsals.
Blair,
it's nice to
you
be
keep
them.
Doing that thing where you get mad at Moshe's specificity, and we've talked about this. Like, he's allowed to know things.
What I'm allowed say? To be specific.
What did he say, though?
Metatarsals.
And that's an okay thing to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I owe you an apology.
No, Blair, not at all.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. I thought you were doing that thing where you get defensive when someone else knows anything you don't know.
Right. Yeah. I was not rubbing it in your face.
It might have been a part of that. That might have been part of it.
Yeah.
Or just use
any polysyllabic word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I just sometimes feel that when people use real big words, it's like, are you dunking on me right
now?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
That's not what this was.
Right.
Also, I was like, that sounds offensive, but we're saying it's not.
Metatarsals.
It's fine to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine to say. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah,
you
can
say it. Go ahead, man.
I don't want.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Come on, man. It's okay.
Wrap your mouth around it. It's fine.
Will you say it one more time?
Oh. Don't get mad, but metatarsals.
Metatarsals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those are the bones in your fingies.
Yeah, that's right.
Your metatarsals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, and just so you know, like, Blair, obviously, like, education is like such a class issue, without a doubt. But if you ever want to go back to Valley College, like, it's with open arms.
Absolutely.
College in general, not for me. School in general, not.
Okay.
Not
oh my
like
gosh,
my
the
opinion.
World can be your teacher.
Yeah,
but
I like
that.
Yeah.
Totally.
But
totally.
Just like, you know, you don't need to be upset when you don't know the word.
Right.
I'm trying to get there.
Yeah.
Not knowing the word, that's there. An opportunity to learn.
That's right.
Well, now I know that now. Now when I hear some people talk about metatarsals, I'll be like, yeah, absolutely.
Metatarsals. But the world is a school. And a school is just like a prison for knowledge.
That's
but
what
the rest
I don't,
of
that's
the world
what I don't like, right? Because I'm for a...
I guess, like, we want it to be, like, the world is our school.
Right.
But the school's not a prison for knowledge.
I think we should take prison out of the school. A school is a prison, but an open one.
Yeah.
An open prison for knowledge.
Sorry, physics. You're behind bars.
I do want to dive back into this one, and it might just be me.
Oh,
so tell me if I'm. Yeah, are
is
you
your
okay?
wrist okay?
It's fine. It's not broken. It's just unstable because I sold some of my bones.
Yeah, and your left hand, your who'd left you, wrist looks even worse.
Who'd you sell them to?
I just owed some debts.
Oh, Neil.
This wasn't to pay me back for pizza, was it? Because
no.
I would have waited.
Yeah.
Like that, I hope it's
no,
not.
No. You know I'm good for it.
Is this to pay me back for when we putted? Because I would have waited for it.
I forgot about that entirely.
And good. Neil, I owe you money.
You
oh,
do,
for sure. Moshe, you got to give it to
and
him.
You gotta, yeah. I would appreciate
soon,
it if you come through on that.
Soon,
I just owe some people because of my Double D Big V, Deep V t-shirt company.
Oh,
Your American Apparel one?
Yeah.
It's kind of like big stick. It's like big stick color, like that. Like
yeah, it's the V-neck that's twice the V for half the price.
Yeah, twice the V.
When you say the double
D
deep V,
that's right.
I'm just trying to remember.
Double D stands for deep. Okay, I was double D
because I remember you were brainstorming a company that you didn't go with a while back, which was deep V's for people with double D.
Right, which it turns out is terrible because it's structurally unsound.
Yeah.
Both D's, all four D's.
And a niche market.
And I want to say, but the jingle for it was gorgeous.
Well, people with double D's should be able to have DVs if they want.
Absolutely.
Of course.
I'm not saying
but
that.
But it's definitely a harder thing to pull out.
It's a harder sell.
The jingle was great, though.
Okay. Deep V's for your double D's. You've been rocking all over the town. Not having a V-neck, and it's been getting you down. Don't you wish that you had a V-neck and you could let them fly? Exposing most of your double D's to the public eye.
Deep, deep V's for your double D's.
Yeah.
Deep, deep V's for your double D's.
Oh, yeah.
Deep, deep V's for your double D's.
Go to deepdeepv's.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to support you and buy one, but I sneezed and the tiny bit of fabric that was the bottom opened up and then it was just sort of like a short-sleeved robe.
Right. Yeah. The problem with deep
D's. You also only made them in one size. It didn't fit you.
Yeah. I do not have double D's. But I mean, like, it was just, it was like, I sneezed one time, the tiny bit of fabric that made it a
burst.
V burst.
Yeah.
So then I was just in a short-sleeved robe.
You can't sneeze in a deep V's.
Which
so
actually,
much of our money.
A short-sleeved robe is like, I'm happy to have it.
Oh, yeah.
I could have had you in a marketing meeting because as it is, yeah, I spent most on R&D for getting the appropriate V depth for those double deep V.
You guys spent a lot on R&D for the deep V's for the double D's.
Right, you need double D R&D for the deep V's.
Yeah.
And you're the VP. I mean, you're the VP for R&D.
I'm the VP. By the way, who's the P? Because you're the founder, but you're the VP.
Well, guess who I'm in debt to? I'm in debt to the VP. I'm in debt to the P, also the CEO, and the CFO, me, the VP. Paying up to the P of the deep V.
Wait, it's not Pete,
for double D's.
It's not Pete Snee, is it?
Oh, you know Pete Snee? Pete Snee, MD?
No, I'll say this, sell your wristbands. You do not want to be in debt to that man.
You're in debt to Pete Snee.
MD? Was he the MD who took the wristbones from me?
Yes, indeed, he was. That's why no wristbones you see, because Pete Snee, MD, took my wristbones from me to pay for the money
R&D?
That I owed for the double D's.
Yes,
the deep V.
Oh, my God.
It's weird that he is it's weird that you're in debt to the president of the company.
Dude, as soon as he said Pete Snee, I'll say this whole thing made sense.
Pete Snee's a fucking crook.
I signed contracts, player, that retroactively I should not have signed over Pete Snee. Oh, what a shyster. Oh. But an amazing doctor, and yes, he took my wrist bones.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh. God.
I wonder what he needs them for.
I don't, with him, I don't honestly don't
I
think
don't
it's about need. It's
about want.
It's
and
a
power,
power move. It's a power move.
Snee, when it comes to Snee, there's no way it's about.
It's a power move.
Yeah, it was a great.
God.
Power moves are wild, though, right? When you just do something, just like because you can.
Just to get the upper hand on someone?
Just to be like.
Just to be the lion.
Let me flex. Yeah, just to be the lion.
Checkmate.
I'm sorry. You're waiting in line behind me. Also looking at the cover of this magazine. Well, I moved the magazine. Turned it around so the headlines you can't see.
Ha! I'm sorry, I'm late to this meeting that is right next door to the room I was in. And you came from far away. That's just cause power moves are what I do. Power moves.
Power moves
are what
I do.
I do it to you. I got nothing to prove.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Are you complaining? You are a lion and I have a fake name.
shake my hand. Well, here's something you might not understand. I go in for the fist bump to your open palm. Give you a little puzzle that you've gotta solve.
I'm amazing.
Yeah, let's go back and do it. And I do it to you. I am amazing.
We'll be now, right back after, I don't know. Wait, there's no back. We're just jamming.
I'm just kicking.
But also,
it.
I'm going to be right back. I have I'll to turn over this magazine.
I'm going to go over there, but I'll be right back.
I'll be right back.
I'll be right here.
Cool.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, I came back.
Same. I turned over this magazine and I feel really good about it.
Oh, yeah.
It was distracting.
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, leave Jennifer Aniston the heck alone, please.
Leave her alone.
Haven't we learned this lesson?
She's been through enough.
I love her. I love her. I love her.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, okay, would you guys just be honest with me?
Carm, always.
Would she? Sure.
Are you guys going to be honest with Carmington Trey?
You always are honest with Carmington Trey. I know I can count on you. Do you think she'd be my friend?
Oh, yeah.
Like, really?
No, definitely.
Like, how many hangs?
Jay Anst?
Yeah, Jay Anst.
Yeah.
How many hangs would it take for me and Jay Anst?
One. Half.
You think, yeah. Seriously?
I'll say this,
you
is seriously. My honest opinion. You two would follow each other on social media, comment on each other's posts for, like, 3 months or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You DM like a kind of an inside joke, uh-huh, off of that, and then absolutely like
once
halfway
once
to
you got
hang,
together
once you got together
yeah
half,
get it.
The
no,
ramp
seriously.
Is laid.
You guys are serious. That's your, really
yeah,
so
your
sweet.
Your aura is so like, I feel like it is the, it's either the lock or the key,
mm-hmm,
and Jennifer Aniston is either the lock or the key.
Yeah.
But do you see what I'm saying?
Because yeah,
you're not.
We're not
both the keys.
We're not, no, both keys.
You're,
we're not both the locks.
One of you is one and one's the
and
other.
And like,
because you've met those people where you're like, we're both keys.
Right.
We're bumping
keys.
Time.
We're both trying
we're
to unlock
keys,
secrets.
We're bumping locks.
And neither of us has
and
secrets.
And then that's why you can't get that door open.
Mm-hmm.
The door being your relationship.
But,
yeah.
Because sometimes you're just keys and sometimes you're just locks. But if,
oh,
you're a key,
gosh,
and a lock.
That's, I think it's the key. I think that, honestly, I would have spared myself so much heartbreak if I had just learned that lesson. If I just learned that lesson.
Every relationship that you see, someone is the luck. Someone is the key. Someone is the door. That's right, there are three. The door and the lock and the key.
And there's also the mat and the frame.
Right, someone is the mat and the frame.
So there are five. But if they all connect, then you come inside.
Oh, sorry, you guys actually forgot one. 'Cause there's also the mailbox. It's a needed step. Without that mailbox, that relationship goes to heck. So
there's a mat and a frame and the lock and the key and the door and the mailbox. And that's what makes a relationship tick and talk.
There are six, but one of them's the lock. Yes, there's the curb before the driveway. There's the pavers in the yard.
And there's the sprinkler in the grass there.
So that's nine. This is getting hard.
And there's the off-ramp to the driveway, the road and the street. There's the stop sign. There's the piece of meat. There's the billboard on the road, halls of the car. There's the tire sitting behind the shoulder of the road to tell you where you are.
But when the infinite list connects, then you come inside. There's a lock, there's the key, there's the door, there's the frame, there's the map.
There's the mailbox, there's the frame, there's the billboard, there's the freeway, there's the car, there's a couple pieces of gravel from the neighbor who has gravel, not grass. And the gravel got kicked in your yard as someone else walked past.
So many things need to align. But when they do, you come inside.
Oh wait, there's also non-Euclidean math. So inside is outside.
What the fuck did you just say?
Blair, watch it.
Sorry.
You can't just say that in a recording session.
Sorry, Blair.
Every Place I Cry is going to get canceled. I don't want to be an emo band that gets canceled.
Sorry, Blair.
Because we get record these cancelable things.
No, sorry. Just so you know, non-Euclidean math, just so you know.
What the fuck?
No. Sorry.
Blair.
No.
Say it again.
That kind. Non-Euclidean math.
That's not based around Euclid.
Euclid's mathematics.
And that's okay to say.
Yeah, Blair.
It's not a slur. It's not a slur.
Like, I appreciate your heightened sensitivity.
We could say Euclid. That's okay to say. That's okay to say. I owe you an apology.
Hey, Blair. Honestly, no worries no matter how often it happens. No worries, brother.
You don't have to learn a lesson from this moment.
With me, in this relationship, I want to say this. You never have to learn a lesson with me, dog.
You're that man in the ear, and you don't have to change a thing.
Do not change a thing. Yeah. No matter how toxic the trait, dude, I would never ask you to change your
Real mouth. Friends never have to say they're sorry because they never process the damage they do to each other.
I don't know what you all are saying, but
exactly.
You're welcome.
I will never challenge you, buddy. And that is a promise. And that is for everyone here. I would never challenge any of you
to grow in any way. You know what?
You know what? Like, yeah, and that's true. Like, sometimes I feel like the paver, but I feel like, honestly, like, it was huge for me when I felt like I could be the mailbox.
When I found out that I could be the sprinkler.
Yeah.
That was huge for me.
Absolutely. Sometimes you're the lock and sometimes you're the piece of food.
The piece of meat from the food club.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like if people knew how many people were involved in every relationship?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's huge, right?
Yes.
Like the world is always like, oh, I have a wife. Oh, right. I have a husband. And they're not like, hey, bro, There's more people involved than
well,
that.
Well, that's exactly. Kind of like when there's like that tight as hell part at a wedding when they're like, and you all vow yes. to support this couple and everyone
I
there's-
love when they ask me questions at a wedding that's
me
not
too.
Mine.
Yeah.
Because like there's a lot of focus on those two people up there.
Well,
but we famously
them.
Love Q's and A's.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. We're one of the few emo bands that will do a turn a chair around Q&A at the end of the show.
Any show.
And you got to turn a chair around to protect your nuts with the back of the chair.
For
totally.
Sure. Learned that the hard way.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
That one time I was like, wow, I can't believe all those people threw popcorn so hard.
You were sitting there, just like guarding with a gray chair. The rest of us were getting seriously doinked.
You don't think popcorn's going to doink your nuts hard enough to hurt? You are wrong.
I was shocked. But they all got box side down right on your nards.
Oh yeah, point side. Point side of those sharp little popcorn boxes. We were getting doinked to the max.
Oh. When I'm getting, there's few things worse in the world than getting nardoinked.
I know.
Like, I do sort of like always feel like, oh, that would be, that's like a section of empathy. I'll just never know, you know, what's a nardoink?
Sure.
Like,
we also don't have that.
Right. You don't know what like a period, for sure. Birth. Right.
I mean,
right.
Really, yeah. It's like heartbreak and then nardoinks.
Yeah.
Those are the two.
Yeah.
For the last time, as I walk out of your home, rain streaks the glass on my car as I drive, nowhere I know. My heart now's in tatters, standing in the rain. Heart now is broken, but I feel a bigger pain. You broke my heart and then you doinked my nards. You broke my heart, then you doinked my nards. You broke my heart, and then you doinked my nards. You broke my heart, and doinked my nards super hard.
When we had that talk in the back of your car.
In your car.
That far, but then you reached over with your middle finger and thumb, and you wailed on my nards until my nards got numb.
First you broke my heart, then you doinked my nards with your finger and your thumb inside my
die.
puked in your own car.
But I puked so well because I am amazing.
Amazing!
Like, sometimes it's not even about... It's like we can celebrate the gross stuff too. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Like, we're all little gross vessels. We should just be like, "Hey, listen, this is all fine and chill."
I'll say this: when you're crying and throwing up after having been just been broken up with, do yourself a favor and just whisper, "I am amazing."
Yeah.
The first step, like, I know that this is gonna be a process of healing. Right. You're gonna take two steps forward. You're gonna take one step back. Maybe two steps back. Maybe four steps forward. Maybe nine steps forward. Maybe you get back to the driveway. Maybe you're at the pavers. Maybe you're at the sprinkler. Maybe you're at the street meet. But like, wherever you are, a little "I'm amazing" can really help.
Yes, totally.
It's like a affirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Like those daily affirmations.
Affirmations are good.
That like can really help.
What?
Those daily affirmations.
No. It's a affirmation.
That sounds like something you're saying as you're masturbating. I just want to give you that.
A faff.
No, that's...
Come on, Carm. We've all heard that on the tour bus.
I'm sorry, we've all heard it in the tour bus.
We shared a tour bus for quite a while. But
we had a rule that every day someone got to pick the fast food for lunch, a different person got to masturbate quietly in the backseat, and the other two were freebies.
Yes.
Yeah. You got to have a whiteboard on the bus to break this stuff down.
Yeah. Because that's why so many bands break up because sexual tension. Right. Yes. You don't do that because one person always gets to masturbate.
We got a round robin.
Round robin,
quiet masturbation in the back of the bus.
Was like two people had freebies, but they would almost exclusively opt to also masturbate on the back of the bus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they just had to do it like bravely in the center seats. Yeah. You know, like you didn't have
someone picks lunch, so we don't have to have the huge fight over what
especially if you're really hungry after a full session.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
You work up an appetite back there quietly.
Totally.
That's right.
But this is why some people said by the time we got on stage we had no magnetism.
Right.
No, I don't believe in November or anything like that, but like we were so just like zoinked.
We were just tired.
We were zero magnetism.
Empty.
Haggard. Just dark circles under our eyes.
Husks of human beings.
Every show is in the basement of a refractory period between just cranking another
magnetism.
We just
needed to time it better, honestly.
Because I think what we were all feeling was like, let's get amped before the show.
Yes,
let's feel so good before we go out.
But now we're sleepy.
Yes, we actually have a tape of one of those lethargic songs that we did. Yes, I mean, I haven't heard this.
Yeah, let's play it.
Hey, what's up, Houston?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Houston?
Hey. We're every place I cry, make them break them.
I'm Blair Witchcraft. No, I'm not.
No, you're not. You're Moshe Black. I'm Blair Witch Project.
I'm Neil Nocturne.
Carmington Trey.
I'm not only a fourth lead singer of the band, but also VP of Double D, Deep V t-shirts. Get him in the back right next to our merch.
This is our song about the most intense extreme sport, monster trucks. It's big car and it crushes the smaller cars. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
They got big wheels, so they crash.
Protein water.
Get off the swim.
I want to.
Houston turned out for this. And all the big cars are monsters under your bed. And the real big monsters are stuck inside your head. And when we say monsters, you say
trucks.
And when we say big, you say big.
You're big.
You guys are saying monsters and trucks.
When we
and
say
not
big,
giving us room to respond.
When you say big, we say big.
Big.
Yes, and we say.
Yeah,
when we say big, you say big.
And when we say big. Monster, you say truck. Monster truck.
Big.
Big.
You have to leave us room.
You gotta
where in the meter
space.
Is it?
Okay, guys.
Honestly, can't listen to this.
I'm glad we have our guys.
That was a rough one.
This is hard to hear.
I don't know why we went 2.5 hours on that one.
Well, because I think we thought that if we stayed in the pocket long enough, we'd get.
We'd come back.
If we stayed around the pocket long enough, we'd get into the pocket.
Just jam on it for a while. Yeah.
We're not a jam band. That's a lesson we learned.
We learned that lesson the hard way.
Yeah.
Our good friends, the String Cheese Incident, they said we're a different breed.
Just truly the best guys. The best.
Those guys are so nice.
The String Cheese Incident are the best.
Remember that time that we fully pranked them and filled their van with Baby Bell?
Oh my gosh.
We were like, go to sleep with the wrong kind of cheese, idiots.
Enjoy. Go to sleep with these tiny different cheese snacks.
We lost all of our money. It cost us thousands of
dollars. Neil is still trying to pay that off because we put it on his card.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Sorry about your wrists.
Sorry about your wrists, bud.
Pretty weak.
They pranked us back pretty good, though. We still, we never had a van. Since they destroyed ours.
They took it, yeah.
Yeah. They were merciless.
Oh, wait, did they take it?
I thought they took it.
They took it and destroyed it.
Yeah, they took it and they did
they
that
took
thing
it to a monster truck rally and they let a monster truck roll over it.
I remember now that.
Which was honestly pretty.
The driver was inside.
Yeah.
What?
The driver was inside Carmi's.
Wait.
What?
The driver was inside while it was destroyed by the monster. That. So that the String Cheese Incident
murdered the driver of our tour van.
Why are you laughing, Moshe?
Is that right?
Is that real?
Is it real?
Wait, sorry.
I'm dissociating.
I don't know if it's just me.
Yeah.
Who was the driver of... Who... I didn't hire a driver.
Yeah, I didn't hire a driver.
Did you hire a driver?
In my memory, I was sure we took shifts. But
I thought one of us was the driver.
Because two of them were freebie.
Van.
It wasn't like fast food driver freebie.
Right. Because,
we also have this whole band here. Did any of you drive?
No.
Oh my God. It was Lucian.
Lucian?
You're saying that like I should know who that is.
Lucian, our driver. Did we really forget Lucian? Lucian, are you kidding? He had the big old cheeks.
Do you mean Lucifer, the fallen angel?
No, not if I was Lucifer, I would say Satan. Lucian. But he had big cheeks. He was like the friendliest freaking guy in the world.
Was the friendliest. And he had big cheeks.
Wait, do you mean tiny little horns?
Listen, I know who I would say DeVille. I would say the DeVille. This is Lucian, you guys. I can't be the only one who remembered him.
Lucian had big cheeks and was also the father of lies.
No.
The prince of deceit.
I would say Lord of Sulfur. Lucian, you guys, come on.
Is this when we find out our driver was the devil?
It's
children.
They're made, not begotten, so not
you drove the van.
I drove the van. That's right.
So you were in
it. You named a dark side of yourself, Lucian.
It was a part of my soul.
And that, that was in your ear.
And I don't even need to look into it, do I?
No. And I will never challenge you to look into that.
Cool. Thank you, Carm.
So welcome.
Were you in the van when it was crushed at the monster truck rally?
Of dealing with that traumatic experience
was to disassociate and create the character of Lucian.
And it was my choice.
I just say, I'm so sorry.
Claire, you're fine.
You're fine. No one's going to cancel you.
You're okay, man.
And you could say that.
Yeah.
You could say disassociate.
Totally.
I mean, I feel like we should get him a thesaurus.
Yeah.
Just what? For fun.
The fuck?
Blair.
Thesauruses are extinct, Carm. Oh. You can't get one. And just because I didn't go to college doesn't mean that I don't know.
Listen, you guys.
That all the thesauruses are oil for the cars now.
Blair, I know, man. I know you're a smart dude who's a student of the world. And, like, honestly, it's been such a chill time hanging out together. I've, like, had such a nice time. I'm so glad that we all could make it to this geometric dome.
Me totally. Too. Mm-hmm.
And
we got a dome more.
We got a dome.
The
geometry of this dome is Euclidean as hell.
It's okay, man. Don't be threatened.
That's okay to say.
It's okay. I thought maybe we should, like, round out before one of us picks dinner and the other two masturbate. That maybe we
Let's
should.
Let's be real. The other three are going
to
masturbate.
That's right.
And there's not a lot of privacy to be found in the open dome. Plan of this geometric dome.
Right before that happens, I feel like we should, like, I don't know, go back to some of our earliest stuff and close out with Dino Stomp.
This was supposed to be a sort of rehearsal for our upcoming tour of like
other domes.
Dome tour.
We're working.
I love to do Dino Stomp.
I just feel like it might be fun if we like, we actually, this is the third song we ever wrote. We were all 15.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, it just like came to us one day we were sitting around a picnic table.
I haven't thought about it in a, I love this song.
I haven't thought about Dino Stomp in a really long time.
I hope
time.
I remember all of it. I feel like there's some really pretty intricate sections in the middle of it.
Yeah.
They're like lyrically dense.
Yeah, very lyrically dense. We were on a tear. We've been learning a lot about dinosaurs.
Yeah. Ho, 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 ho.
Ready for attack, Stegosaurus I am before us.
Am I Shrek? No. I got a long neck, yeah. I'm a Brontosaurus.
He is before us.
Get up and give it a try. Sometimes I like to stomp up in the sky. Take a look and then I'm gone. Scream! I'm a pterodon.
In your bins, where to begin? Oh no, I wish I saw you before. With a long, long neck, you're a plesiosaur.
Oh, oh, am I Shrek? No, I am a T-Rex. I've got a big old mouth, and I'll choke you with my mouth.
I like this beer, it has lots of hops, but what I like even more is this Triceratops. Three horns and a really strong head. Watch out or they'll horn you till you're dead.
Check out my back, well it's covered with scales. If I attack you with my tail, then I never fail. Don't you know I'm so hard, then I'm definitely not porous. You know I am an ankylosaurus. Go on and on and on, like an iguanodon. Go on and on and on, like an iguanodon.
Stay.
not as many of you as I think. And you're gone from a different era. Wish you were still here, so many dino facts to share.
Don't you know it was tragic, not classic and Jurassic. You came back and now it is classic. You are back before the age of mammals arrived. It seems that maybe you didn't survive.
I wish that I could see you every day. I am itching, but then I feel like I see you and I see a chicken or an ostrich or any type of big old bird. To say you were gone is so absurd.
Oh, Shrek was a dinosaur. He's big and green. He's the best dinosaur that I've ever seen. I love that guy Shrek. I think he is great. He was around in the Jurassic period.
I Cry's Dome Tour. Our first show is at the Elysian in Los Angeles.
Not exactly a dome. But it is a real theater where we're doing a real show.
March 25th at 8 p.m.
Please come so I can buy my bones back from Pete Snee.
Help him get his wrist bones back from Pete Snee. Pete Snee, MD.
We lost all the money from the deep V's for double D.
Doing R&D.
And if you come in a deep V, we'll say hey to thee.
Please come in a deep V.
Give it up for our band, and you shall know me by my trail of picks.
Yes.
Scott Bassarella, king of bassists, bassist of kings.
Yeah.
Dana Wickens.
Oh.
End of name.
The Wickening.
The Wickening.
The Wickening.
We are Every Place I Cry. I'm Blair Witch Project.
Moshe Black.
Carmington Trey.
Neil Nocturne.
Yeah, we sort of release albums whenever we want to. So, like,
check it out. Take those hearts, make them and break them.
We're more about making music than making like media moves.
Yes.
So, I don't know. It's okay to say that. Go out there, be true to yourselves.
Because guess what? I am amazing.
Okay, so who's picking lunch? Who's whacking it?
Oh, I can't pick lunch.
Look for it to the
Del
board.
Taco.
There's no way I can even pick lunch.
Just don't come into this corner of the dome for a while.